Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Yes, good morning, good morning. Let me give you the tracking number supposed to be on the order I would like to talk.
Okay, you ready? Can I start off by getting your zip code?
Oh, yes. It's 08638, Trenton, New Jersey, 08638.
Thank you. And who do I have to... You said Gilbert Ramos?
Yes, 71 Pingo Drive.
Okay, thank you. So I do see your account here. Do you remember purchasing the Inspire Smart Band for $6.97 on May 12th and then the Inspire Smart Pods the same day?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, because that item was free and it's supposed to be paid for shipping and handling, $5.97 and $6.97. But what happened? 1 week later, on May 18th, appeared in my statement, the company charged me for $109 for one item and $99 for the second item. So this is not supposed to be like this. This is on the investigation because I called the credit card. I don't authorize for this charge, but I just calling you to make sure I was right. And you, the information do you telling me, yes, I am right. It's supposed to be charging me only $5.97 and $6.97.
So the two charges that I mentioned, the $5 and the $6.97, so when you purchase those two products, it'll explain in the terms and conditions that 7 days after you purchase that product, you will also be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly subscription. And with that, you also receive a voucher in your email, and you'll receive the full price of those products. So the $109.97 is the full price for the smartwatch, and the $99.97 is the full price for the smart pods. But since you did dispute... Go ahead.
I never received that voucher and that email from you guys. The only I have from you guys was the shipping date. The address, that was the way I find you guys, because I don't have nothing else from you guys. Yeah, when I did the order, nobody tell me it was a test for 7 days. And even I don't receive any email from you guys after 7 days will be charged me, because really, I know it's like that. I don't want to purchase this because I go through, because T-Mobile, my provider, they send me this promotion is I want to take advantage, and I did it because it was supposed to be free. And like I said, I don't say you lie to me, but I don't receive any email, any letter, any voucher warning me after 7 days will be charging me a full price.
Yes, sir. So when you purchase those two products before you actually paid the shipping, it'll say the terms and conditions, and it'll explain that 7 day trial, and it'll also
Nobody explained to me that I had the items and I would like to return it and I wanted my credit back. So,
go ahead.
So I need do you double check my email? Send me a address, a label. If I had to pay for shipping back, it's no problem, but you can send me whatever I need to send it back, I will, because I would like to return this and get my money back.
Okay, so we don't accept returns, but ask for a refund. Because you've already disputed this charge, you would have to contact your bank or have your bank call us, and then we can begin that protocol.
Well, yes, I talked to them yesterday. They will communicate with you guys to dispute this. And I will call them again, because do you tell me you guys send me an email with conditions, and I never received that? So I will call them today again.
We didn't send you an email with the conditions. It was there when you purchased the two products.
I don't purchase any product. I just follow the instructions.
You purchased the shipping.
Purchased the shipping, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Correct. When you pay for that shipping, it'll explain in the terms and conditions the rules for the products, and that you're on a 7 day trial, and you would have had to call it and cancel. For legal reasons, be there.
I'm sorry, but I don't see that in that moment about when I did this. So if I don't have a right to return it, I get my money back, you will anyway receive phone call on my credit card to discuss this, because even, by the way, I try to get him back in that email, and then say it's private website. So do not let me coming in again to that page. That's I told the credit card. So because when I received this, by the way, the watch was not the same one I see in the picture in the beginning. So I try to get back to that website and says private website. Don't let me go back again. And I told that to the credit card. So that why I have no idea why I can't log in again with that website to double check the item I select in that promotion was the same one. Because for example, the washer is not the same. It's different washer. And that's why I try to get him back to the website to compare with the picture, and telling me it's a private website and I can't go in. So that's telling me something weird was happening. And now you tell me about conditions. I don't see those conditions in that website. So that's another weird thing about all this situation. Somebody is doing something illegal. Because I did it because what I'm saying, I don't have reason to lie to you. Says I am for whatever time with T-Mobile, my provider, and I'm qualified to get this item free, just pay shipping and handling. And I hit click and I follow the procedures. In any moment telling me it's a promotion for 7 days to try, it's not charging me a full price. No, I don't see that at all in that website. And when I try to communicate back with the website, do not let me go back. It's blocked. And that's something weird, something telling me something illegal is going on. So if you cannot help me, the credit card will be communicating with you all this information I'm telling you. The credit card know about it, and they will be disputed with you guys about this. And I will be called then again. I have this conversation with you, and you're telling me what you're telling me, and I'm telling you what I'm telling you to keep everything on file for this investigation. Okay?
Okay, no problem. As for the dispute with your credit card, well, what happened is they'll begin their investigation, and they'll issue you a temporary credit. And with that temporary credit in the investigation, they'll see the terms and conditions, and they'll see that it's a valid charge. And so once they verify that charge and do see that it's valid, you will then not be able to receive that full refund. So because you have disputed this charge, there's nothing that I can do for you today, but your account is canceled, so you won't receive any further charges. And as for those products, we don't accept returns, so they're just yours to keep.
Okay, excuse me, can I step up to English in my second language? Let me understand. You tell me, I will receive credit for this amount, and what else?
Your bank will issue a temporary credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what will happen.
So what would happen with this over $200 you guys charge me? I am responsible for that.
Yes, because it stated in the terms and conditions, and because you've disputed this charge. If you wouldn't have disputed this charge, we would have refunded it to you, but because you disputed it, we can't refund this to you. So you would have to call back to your bank.
How you guarantee me I receive that? I don't receive it. That's the term and condition, because I don't have a reason to lie to you.
Yeah, and I understand you may have overlooked the terms and conditions, but for legal reasons, they have to be stated on anything that can be purchased online. So that's why they're there, and that's why the rules are the rules.
All right, thank you so much. I will communicate with them. But really, somebody is something to do something illegal stuff, and unfortunately, I was a victim. Because I'm telling you, if I see this Joseph there for 7 days, why? What to something like that? For me, better go to the store and bought it by myself. Why I have to do this by the website, testing 7 days and return it. That don't make sense. If I want to purchase something like this, I go to any applying electronic store and I purchase of cash. So I'm sorry. This really, I don't blame you, but you guys doing something illegal and then telling me what's in the email at the purchase. I don't need any purchase. I just pay for shipping and handling. So I don't say you lying, but your story really don't make sense. And I'm telling you, if I see it in that moment, what you're telling me is supposed to be, I don't do these steps. Because I go forward because they offer what? Free and just shipping and handling. In any moment telling me, it's just a test for 7 days.
Yes, sir, and I do understand.
All right, have a great day.